Oh my gosh. Hello. What are you doing here? Guards, what is the meaning of this? And who is this young man in my home? I see. So he has stolen some food from the palace kitchen? Well, I guess that explains the sack of food he has. Arrest him? Of course not. I don't think that's even remotely necessary. I mean, look at him. He looks exhausted. He clearly took the food because he was hungry. You poor thing. Guards, his crime, if we can even call it that, has been forgiven. Yes, I am certain. I am the queen, and that is my decision. Now, please, leave us and return to your duties. Leave this young man to me. I do apologize for all of that. My guards were merely doing their job. Shh. Don't be scared, my dear. I'm not going to hurt you. You're safe here. No, I don't have any ill will towards you at all. You didn't steal out of maliciousness or out of greed. You stole simply because you were desperate and hungry. How could I punish you for that? Come on. Why don't you have a seat at the table and have something to eat? Let's see what kind of haul you got here. Well, I gotta say, these aren't quite things to snack on. You grabbed a lot of raw ingredients here. If you wanted some advice, I'd recommend coming to steal food around lunch and dinner time, when the food is actually being cooked into something tasty and edible. I'm kidding. You don't have to steal anything. In fact, you'll never have to steal again. I promise. Have a seat, sweetie. And I'll cook these ingredients into something delicious and nutritious for you. Yes, I had a small kitchen installed in my home here in the palace. I suppose that seems a bit strange, given that I have a large kitchen in the palace and a dozen chefs to cook me whatever I desire. But I've always enjoyed cooking. Plus, I find it healthy to do things for myself, as much as I can, anyway. It helps to be a leader when I have experience doing the things I'm asking of my loyal subjects. You know? I have a feeling you're really going to enjoy this dish, sweetie. It's one of my favorites. And it's quick to make, so you won't have to wait long to eat it. So, where are you from? From one of the other settlements? One of the frontier towns, perhaps? Oh, I see. Well, that's quite the journey to come all the way here to the capital. I have to assume you came here for some other reason than to get food. Employment? Huh. I take it your search for a job was unsuccessful then. I'm so sorry. That is a long way to travel to be disappointed. But I can't believe that you've been living in these conditions. Even without a job, my kingdom has a generous welfare system in place. Although, if you are from one of the outlier towns, then it's possible that a place has only just come in to prove you of my kingdom's territory. I wish I could snap my fingers and have all the infrastructure in place instantly. However, managing the safety and well-being of millions of people is no easy task. I truly apologize for allowing you and the rest of the citizens of your town to fall into an impoverished state like that. And I promise you, I will redouble my efforts to make sure the support I promised is given to all citizens of my kingdom, no matter which town they come from. I know it isn't an insignificant gesture in comparison, but I hope at least this warm meal will begin to make things right. Eat up, sweetie. And here's a glass of water, too. Whoa, easy there. The food isn't going anywhere. You'll give yourself a tummy ache eating that fast. I'm so sorry. No one should go hungry like this. I will do everything I can to right this wrong. Excuse me for one moment. I just gave orders to some of my advisors of my royal court. Aid is being sent to your hometown right now. They should arrive by the end of the day. That means fresh food and water, medicine, and even job opportunities. It won't fix things overnight, but it's a start. I should have been more on top of these issues since the beginning. Wow. You really cleaned that plate off fast. Please help yourself to seconds. Eat as much as you like. Say, I was thinking, how would you like a job working for me? Well, yes. You came here for employment after all, right? Well, I'm offering you a job. I'd like you to be an advisor of my royal court. I do believe your insights of the lives of the common citizen is to be most helpful. Citizens make up the vast majority of the population, so naturally your help would mean a great deal to the kingdom. Well, you could advise me on issues or troubles that you or people you know have had to deal with. I wish I could say I was all-knowing and knew every single struggle someone has, but I am a queen. I was born in luxury. No matter how hard I try to learn, I could still never truly understand just what it is to live like that. And so I need someone's perspective. Your perspective. It would provide excellent benefits, a nice home for you and your family, and a healthy wage. What do you think? You would? Oh my goodness! Thank you so much! You have no idea what your help will mean to me! I'm sorry. I should have asked before hugging you like that. It's just, you mean a lot to me. And I know that's strange to say since we've only just met, but it's true. Oh, I see. You enjoy the hug? Well then, perhaps another one is in order. Perhaps with a little extra. Come sit with me on the lounge for a moment. I'd like to talk to you about some of the benefits of your new job.